Fast Eddie in the EAA Radio Studios with country singer Aaron Tippin. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Hey, how about it, Eddie? How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Was looking at your website this morning and saw something in there that made me chuckle a little bit. A little part there where you've been called the Hillbilly Hercules.
You know, that's a linger over from the old days. I used to be in shape, but not like I was in my late 20s when I was first getting into the music business. And that's where it came from. You know, I was a songwriter. I'd walk to my next appointment, have my guitar in my hand, and they'd say, "Who is that guy out there with the big arms?" But old age has creeped up on me, so I'm not the Hillbilly Hercules anymore.
Nah, no big deal.
Just trying to stay in shape.
There you go. Well, listen, you're the spokesperson for the Commemorative Air Force. How did you get involved in that?
You know, I was in an air show one day and met Steve Brown, who's the CEO of the Commemorative Air Force. And we got this idea of, and I had played at air shows before playing music, but we got this idea where we could combine maybe some of the old great airplanes that we're so proud of in the CAF and a little bit of Aaron Tippin music and introduce you a new audience to two different things, maybe aviators to music and maybe music to aviators or aviation. So you know, it was kind of our dream to do that. We worked on it a little while, and then, you know, a couple of years ago we said, okay, we're ready, and we took it to ICAS and got a lot of people on the bandwagon, and away we went. We've had a very successful tour. As a matter of fact, next year for 2013, not only going to be Aaron Tippin on the Red, White, and Loud tour, it's going to be Aaron Tippin and the Commemorative Air Force present whoever. You know, Little Texas, these guys are big fans of aviation. A lot of my friends are friends that I know back in Nashville that would be interested in being a part of the Red, White, and Loud tour.
Sounds great. I guess I'm going to have to go buy some tickets, aren't I?
I think I'd probably work on your pass.
You know, I would appreciate that. So how did you get started in flying?
You know, actually, flying's what I did for a living before I got into country music. I was a corporate pilot. I was raised, I first put my hands on the controls of a DC-3 at 4 years old. My dad flew professionally. And so I was airplane crazy from the beginning, and grew up at the airport. I was a line boy, you know, ramp rat, fueling airplanes, later on to the maintenance hangar, becoming a A&P mechanic, multi-engine commercial instrument qualified, and also a helicopter pilot. The truth is I had no ambitions to sing for a living. I did it as a hobby, playing bluegrass, picking a little banjo. But when the energy crunch of the late 70s came along, I realized I wasn't going to make the airlines, and my dream of being an airline pilot and an aerobatic pilot on the weekend just wasn't going to come true. And so I decided, well, what I like next best, and that was picking the guitar and singing. So I turned in my wings and kind of took another direction. Got a job in the daytime running a friend of mine's bulldozer, and at night I played the honky tonks. And you know, every step of the way, I always thought, well, this is it. You know, this is what I'm going to be doing pretty much. And then, and lo and behold, I ended up in Nashville and as a songwriter. And I said, well, this is it. It's probably, you know, I'll write songs for the rest of my life and try to make a living doing that. And next thing you knew, I got offered a record deal from RCA Records. And wham, the next thing I knew, was on my way with a string of hits. And God threw me a bone, and that's all I can say.
You got very lucky, in other words.
Very lucky. Well, I like to say working hard and getting lucky.
There you go. You made your own breaks is what you did.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you are an avid pilot here, from what I understand. Now, a couple of years ago, I think it was last year, I remember seeing a picture of you waving from the cockpit of Fifi, Commemorative Air Force's B-29. How was that ride?
I got to tell you, man, I was so thrilled to get the opportunity. You know, that was one of the... One of the perks I got was getting the opportunity to get qualified in that airplane. And so as a crew member, you know, as she's ferrying around to different places, I met up with her, and I didn't get my turn in the co-pilot seat where I usually sit, but I got the turn down front in the bombardier station. And buddy, that is the most incredible sight in the world. And I'm proud to say I was the guy sitting in the nose when Fifi came back aboard after being gone from AirVenture for 16 years. So I was there when David Oliver squeaked it on. Man, did he show off the crowd. It was a great landing. He's such a great young pilot. And there's another piece of history that goes along with the CAF, goes along with aviation and the EAA. You know, David was a young eagle. And that's what got him excited about flying. And now he's one of the most qualified pilots we have on the B-29. And, you know, and he's a pup. But, buddy, he is a flying machine. That guy ferries airplanes all over the world. And as soon as he gets home, he runs out to CAF. And, buddy, he's out there making sure that airplane stays in the sky. And I think this is the first year that Fifi has completely sold out all of her rides. She's got a full seat in every. Through all Oshkosh, I mean, all of us AirVenture, so I thought it was really cool.
Unbelievable. Now, I had heard that they had sold out the front half of the airplane, but they were still looking for people for the rear of the airplane, so she's completely booked?
And I think so, and because I was just with a bunch of my pals at the CAF, and they said, and I noticed yesterday on the billboard out at the CAF concessions table that it said one ride left.
Wow.
So that'll let you know, man. We got that airplane is welcomed everywhere, and people are amazed and thrilled to step aboard it and touch a piece of history.
It is amazing. Now, you have a bunch of aircraft. According to your website, you've got like 4 airplanes?
Yeah. I got too many of me. My wife says I got too many. I got a SNJ-4, which is T-6 Texan.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 1941 Stearman. I've got a J-3 Cub, and I got a Helio Courier.
You don't have a nose wheel in the bunch, do you?
No, sir. My dad would roll over in his grave if I bought a nose wheel airplane.
That's fantastic. Which is your favorite airplane?
You know, I got to be honest. And I'll say this two ways. First of all, I'll say, if God came to me and said, Tippin, you get to keep one, what's it going to be? I'd say, okay, Lord, I'm keeping the Cub. But I'll also say the most fun I've had recently is tackling that T-6. Because, buddy, that airplane makes you pay attention to it. And it is just a joy to fly.
Isn't it? It's a fantastic airplane. I logged an hour in a T-6 one time. I was amazed at how nimble that thing is.
No kidding. It really is. And just, such a great airplane to fly.
You sound like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, man. Somebody wiped this smile off my face.
You know, I've been at ICAST a couple of times, and I remember you singing a couple of times. And I understand you and John Moore really tore the place up once.
Oh, man, me and John Moore, that's my buddy. And, boy, what a great guy he is to watch out here, as I watched him yesterday afternoon flying his air show routine. I can't think of anybody that handles a Stearman like he does. He's incredible.
It is. He really pushes that airplane, and he gets everything out of it he can.
He calls it energy management, and boy, it's just incredible watching him fly. And yeah, every once in a while we'll hook up and get a few guitars out and pick a little bit. He's a great friend and a great, great aerobatic pilot.
It's amazing the stuff that you run into in a place like AirVenture and on the air show circuit and everything. The people are just fantastic.
They really are.
So what's in the future for Aaron Tippin and the Commemorative Air Force?
Well, you know, I guess a big change is, and me and Steve kind of talked about this over the winter and on into the spring, and the Red, White, and Loud tour has been so successful. And the mission of the CAF is to you know, spread the word about these great airplanes and educate folks about them. And we found out that this really works. The combination of music and those big airplanes really is a great combination. So we've decided it's not just going to be Aaron Tippin, not just going to be country music. We're going to spread this out to other things. It's going to be Aaron Tippin and the Commemorative Air Force present whoever's on the show. So we're gonna try to introduce. We want to bring the fans of all kinds of entertainers to the CAF to see who we are and what we're about and what these great airplanes are about and how they delivered us our freedom in World War II. So it's a very special step in the fact that we're going to open it up to one more time to something even bigger and better. And I'm so excited about it to get back to Nashville and track down some of my buddies and say, hey, I got something new and cool you're really going to like. Let's see if we can get you on this Red, White, and Loud tour.
Well, you said you got qualified in B-29. Are there any other airplanes the CAF has that you'd like to get qualified in?
Well, I'm also co-pilot qualified in the B-25.
Nice.
And if I could hang around a little bit more, maybe I could swing the B-24. Yeah, because I got to fly it one time, but I didn't get my check out. So that's a neat old airplane to fly to.
You have any dreams of flying, say, P-51 or a Hellcat?
You know, and they say I got to have 200 hours in that T-6, and maybe I can get my shot at that. That'd be pretty cool.
There you go. Well, you know, there's always other ways around it, too. If you've got a buddy with a Mustang, you can always go for a backseat ride.
That's right. Start getting acquainted.
I'll take that. You
yeah,
know, that's
I'll take
a good
ride. Right. You know, my boys are up here, and the Fagan boys brought their airplanes up here, and probably a big favorite of mine, and probably maybe my most favorite fighter is a P-40. And Fagan boys were out there at the airplane, and I came walking by. And we're pals. I did air show with them a few months ago, and so, hey, Aaron, how you doing? Come on. So I said, hey, I said, can the boys see inside the P-40? He said, sure. So they let the boys get up there. Say, Aaron, would you like to get up there? I got there and sat down in that airplane, and boy, you are wearing that thing. It is what a feeling. I can't imagine what it's like to run the throttle up on that and take it for a ride.
It's always been one of my dreams is to get in a cockpit of a Hellcat and start her up.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you get the qualifications, you'll be able to fly the thing. Won't that be cool?
Oh, that would be too good for me, buddy.
You're about ready to do the happy dance now, aren't you?
Watch out. Watch out.
Well, Aaron, where can people find out more information about you and your upcoming tours?
You know, first of all, fortunately, I have a publicist that takes care of all this for me. All I do is send her the information. But, you know, you can Twitter me and Facebook me and MySpace me and whatever all that media stuff is. We do all of that, so check it out. Also, go to AaronTippin.com. You can find out what's going on with me and buttons and stuff to lead you all to where I'm at. I'm not that media cyber media savvy yet, you know, but anyway, you can get to there, and you know, we just recently opened a nutrition line, Aaron Tippin Nutrition, and you can check all that out. Just go to AaronTippin.com.
I was going to say, who was that pretty lady that you're snuggled up against?
Well, you know what? That's the prettiest thing about me, I can tell you that. That's my wife, Thea.
No kidding.
And, buddy, she is, matter of fact, she'll be singing tomorrow at Air Venture. She's going to be doing the national anthem here. She's done it before. She's also going to be at the Gathering the Eagles tonight, and she's going to be singing a little pop and jazz for the folks over in the auction room. So anybody out there listening, get a chance to hear. Come on, she's the greatest. A lot better than I am, I tell you that.
Sounds great. Well, you've been listening to Aaron Tippin. I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.